This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a two-day state visit to Israel this morning. This is his second visit to Israel. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi and his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including innovation, security, agriculture, water management, trade, and people-to-people exchanges. The leaders are also expected to exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In his departure statement ahead of the visit, the Prime Minister said it would set new goals for the strategic partnership and advance a shared vision for a resilient, innovative, and prosperous future for both the countries. Supreme Court today took sworn motu cognizance of references to corruption in the judiciary in a Class 8 NCERT textbook and termed the issue a matter of grave concern. A bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joy Malia Bagchi and Vipul Pancholi took note of the matter. The bench made it clear that it will not allow anyone to defame the institution. The Supreme Court today clarified that the Class 10th admit card accompanied by a pass certificate can be produced as supplementary documentation for identity verification in the ongoing special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal. The Election Commission of India has decided to fit GPS trackers on vehicles allotted to Central Armed Police Forces personnel being deployed in West Bengal ahead of the assembly elections. Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal said the GPS tracking system will enable ECI-appointed central observers to monitor the movement of CAPF personnel. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated a four-day National Arogya Fair in Shigaon of Buldhana district in Vidarbha region of Maharashtra. Speaking on the occasion, the president said, "Healthy citizens play a key role in making the country healthy." She said, "Medicinal plant farming improves the financial condition of the farmers and also improves soil health."
इस चार दिवसीय आयोजन के दौरान आयुष चिकित्सा पद्धतियों के विभिन्न आयामों पर विचार विमर्श किया जाएगा आयुष के प्रति लोगों की जागरूकता बढ़ाने के लिए परामर्श शिविरों और औषधि पद्धतियों का आयोजन किया जा रहा है ऐसे आयोजन की विशेषज्ञों उद्योग जगत के प्रतिनिधियों और जनसामान्य के बीच संवाद एवं सहभागिता स्थापित करने में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका है
India has stressed the urgent need to preserve strategic stability and prevent a renewed arms race amid rising global uncertainties. Addressing the 2026 high-level segment of the Conference on Disarmament in Geneva, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri highlighted the country's commitment to responsible use of military artificial intelligence and the national framework for evaluating trustworthy AI in the defense sector. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today inaugurated the Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said that the government is strengthening fertilizer access, curbing fake pesticide sales, and will soon introduce farmer ID to streamline loans to the farmers. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that Delhi police has arrested the accused who allegedly insulted three women of Arunachal Pradesh in New Delhi. Talking to media this morning, Mr. Rijiju said that stringent action will be taken as per the law. He added that the government has ensured that if anyone misbehaves with the people of the Northeast, strong action will be taken against them. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading on a flat note during the last hour of trade today. The Sensex dipped 11 points to 82,214, while the Nifty added 38 points to 25,463 when reports last came in. On to sports now. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will take on Sri Lanka in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.